So this is just after the Roscommon meeting. It's middle of the afternoon, 2:15, and I'm talking to John McDermott, who's the candidate for the local hospital action committee. John, you were quite insistent that that you aren't just a single issue, that you, let alone not you're not a single issue candidate. None of the hospital candidates are, because there's a national issue about the dispersal of local services.
Yes, the priority issue at the moment is the services in Roscommon County Hospital. And it is a protest. I mean, we want to retain the services. But what we're saying is there have been 28 different protests around Ireland about the hospital services and the withdrawal of services and reconfiguration. Now, that's actually saying that this is a national policy that we're objecting to. And national policy is implemented locally. So what we see it when we protest in Roscommon against the hospital service, we're also protesting against the reconfiguration, which is the national policy. So we're representing the people, and this is the crucial issue at the moment, because as our consultants have said, people will die in the back of ambulance that's going to Galway if it's progressed with.
Would it not make more sense for you then, if it is a national platform, to come together rather than just fight as individuals?
There are issues there, because Roscommon has a track record of actually having to get involved in politics with Tom Fox, whereas other communities, when they set up hospital action committee, you had the local councillors coming in from the various parties. So what tended to happen there was, when an election was called, the local councillors headed back to their political parties and they broke up. So they didn't hold the line and go on the issue, which is the issue that they should be represented as a people. And that didn't happen elsewhere. It has happened in Roscommon.
We had an interesting conversation about just the general gloom and doom and pessimism, really, about politicians' capacity to turn the country round from where it is at the moment. And pursuant to that, we had a conversation about political reform. What sort of reforms do you think the country can stand, or people want?
Well, I think, first of all, what people want is honesty, and they want to be told the truth in all aspects of it. And the politicians, when they say they want partnership with the people, then they must communicate with the people, and they have to deliver the basic services for the people. The political parties have gone on about reform, but they've done very little to reform themselves. I mean, for instance, we all around the country send up, we elect party politicians. And in fact, when they go into the Dáil, there's a government or a whip, political party whip. And regardless of what the result of the policies are or the legislation that's been brought in, they must vote and say what the party wants them to say. Now, if we want to have openness and honesty within it, and if the legislation that's been put before the Dáil is good enough, the politicians that represent the communities, regardless of what party they're with, should be voting for it. So we have to, that's where I would see the openness. And doing things like saying, we'll abolish the Senate and cut down the number of TDs is great for media and great for publicity hype. But in fact, what it's doing is going to centralise the power even further with a few people. And I don't think that's good for the country. I think we need that openness and honesty.
That's great. Thanks, John.